Ezekiel chapter 4. You also, son of man, take yourself a tile and lay it in front of you, and draw upon it the portrayal of the city, Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and throw and cast a mount against it. Set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it round about. Moreover, take yourself an iron pan, and set it as a wall of iron between you and the city, and set your face against it. And it will be besieged, and you will lay siege against it. This is a sign to the house of Israel. You are to also lie upon your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of the days that you will lie upon it, you will bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon you the years of their iniquity according to the number of the days, 390 days. So will you bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when you have accomplished them, lie again on your right side, and you will bear the iniquity of the house of Yehuda for 40 days. I have appointed you each day for a year. For this reason you will set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm will be uncovered, and you will prophesy against it. And look, I will lay bands on you, and you will not turn yourself from one side to another until you've ended the days of your siege. Take yourself also wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make yourself bread from it, according to the number of the days that you will lie upon your side. 390 days will you eat of this. And your food which you will eat will be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time will you eat from it. You will also drink water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time will you drink. And you will eat it as barley cakes, and you will bake it or mix it with dung that comes out of man in their sight. And Yahweh said, even in this manner will the children of Israel eat their defiled bread amongst the Gentiles to where I will drive them. And then I said, oh, sovereign Yahweh, look, my soul's not been polluted, for since my youth till now have I not eaten of anything that has died by itself, or that has been torn in pieces. Neither has there come any abominable flesh into my mouth. And then he said to me, look, I have given you cow's dung for man's dung, and you will prepare your bread with that. And moreover, he said to me, son of man, look, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they will eat bread by weight and with care, and they will drink water by measure and with astonishment, so that they may want bread and water, and be appalled one with another, and consume away for their iniquity. End of chapter.